94.7 Buck FM. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? It is time to do some chit-chatting with the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. I'm talking with Cheryl here. And first off, we need to go live on Facebook. So there, I clicked the button, Cheryl. We are now live.
We're
going
live.
To
Fantastic.
The world. Going to the world live with Facebook. And I'll move my microphone so they can see you and not me. There you go. Pick me, Chamber Chat, April 27th. Why do I need to pick me for?
We've all done the pick me where you're sitting in a job interview and you're sitting there and you're internally saying, pick me, I want to be hired for this position.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I got
And what happens is when we get into the mode, like a lot of people have been with trying to recover from the pandemic and stuff, is we get work fatigue.
Right.
And we need to remind ourselves as to why we were enthusiastic and why we were telling them, pick me,
because, look over here.
Because when you're in that job interview, you may not have been the best technical qualified person for the position.
Right.
But there was something in your personality and some of the other skill sets that they were looking for, which is why they took a risk on you.
Okay.
So when we're stuck in this state of work fatigue, there's a couple of things that we can do to remind ourselves why we were enthusiastic to say, pick me. So the first one is to engage your brain.
Okay.
And we've talked about this as always being a lifelong learner and raising your hand to volunteer at committees, asking about additional work, seeking out professional development, training programs at work or on your own.
Okay.
All right. The next thing is to find meaning in your work. And that sounds pretty obvious, but we do forget why we're doing what we're doing,
right?
You know, and what our career goals were,
right? Okay.
The next one is to help others advance, and this one, you know, we spent quite a bit of time talking about as well, that the servant-based leadership, you get more joy out of seeing others succeed.
Okay.
All right. And so make sure that you're finding opportunities to say, hey, is there somebody in the organization or the company that I can mentor?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
The next one is, once again, ask for more.
Ask for more things.
Seek for more. If there's something that as you, let's say you've been in a job for 5 years and you've been kind of silently observing another coworker going, hey, what they're doing is really, really cool. I think I want to learn how to do that.
Right.
You know, you need to take that initiative because your supervisors and the owners are not going to know unless you say something.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And then, of course, the last one is being open to change. Because once again, I'm going to use the example of when you're in a position for 5 years or more.
Right.
That we get into that routine.
Right.
And we get stuck in that routine and we have to be able to be open to change and mixing things up. There's growth or opportunities within our own organizations, but they're not going to know unless we tell them we're interested.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah. So when we're in that point of work fatigue and thinking, oh, it's going to be easier just for me to find a new job, that's not the answer.
Right.
The answer is to go back and remember why you were saying, pick me, I want to work for this company.
No, there you go. I like it. All right, just the other day, Kim told me I could go turn the water on for the lawn, so I knew learned a new something to do.
You'd better preface that with your listeners about how Kim is so, you know, he likes his lawn.
Oh, yeah, don't mess with the
lawn.
And
he takes very, very good care of the lawn here at the station.
That's right.
To have Kim release that responsibility to somebody else is huge.
Yeah, I know. It really is. He said, can you make sure that water gets on the lawn? I said, sure, Kim. No problem here. Where do we get the idea? I know you have a blog for this, right?
I do have a blog at visitjeromeidaho.com and you click on blog.
Okay. Now, events, we've got a few things that, yesterday, first day for Idaho Gives, is for a whole week.
It's for a whole week.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me, chokes me up when I think about it. tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow, yes, is citywide cleanup day, and we're meeting basically behind your location there on Main and Lincoln,
yes,
right?
Yes, right behind the CSI Jerome Center at 9 a.m. You need to bring shovels, brooms, work gloves, bring your families, your organization groups that you work with, and come on down, and then Northside Realty, part of Keller Williams, is going to sponsor the lunch afterwards.
Oh, how much fun is that?
Yeah.
All right. Chamber Annual Banquet, May 6th. Make sure tickets, if you need them.
Today.
today. And my good buddy Heath Harmison's going to be there. If everybody, if anybody, if you haven't heard Heath, he's a local guy, but he is a funny, funny, funny guy, and I love being around
we
him.
We have a great menu that Canyon Crest is going to do for us for the banquet.
Right.
We've got Heath Harmison coming. We've got a rifle that is being raffled off. We've got other auction items.
Okay.
This is the fundraiser for the chamber as well. But of course, the biggest thing is we're giving out the 2020 Annual Business Awards.
Annual Business Awards. Okay. A boat riding tour May 22nd, and then the Chamber Golf Scramble fundraiser. And if they need more information, I know you've got that posted on
your website. I do have that posted on your little fancy website. JeromeIdaho.com.
All right. There you go. All right. And if they need to get a hold of you, how do they do that, Cheryl?
208-324-2711.
All right. Thank you.
Like what you just heard?